Folks, welcome to a new episode of Do Not Worry. On this almost World War III, we almost all died. The world almost went to crap. That was fun. Wajih Sa'ed has ghosted me, folks. I reached out to Wajih asking to join his revolution WhatsApp group. We'll talk about that. Dr. Food is making his baby review food at the ripe old age of like 5 months or something. El Maestro can't stop copying Mr. Beast. Abu Hadi's new content has flopped and he's sad about it. Joseph Mireb has become a jackal's best friend, and we are ending the Birdalicious saga once and for all, folks. Stay tuned. Before we get going, I would like to welcome a brand new patron, Ali Taha, a brand new blonde patron. Ali, welcome to our Patreon family. Thank you for supporting us. And a clarification, last week I mentioned that Fat Phoenician had joined us, and I said, I don't know why he chose that name. Is he one of those guys that believes that Lebanese aren't Arabs or Phoenicians? He clarified. He sent me a message on Patreon. He's like, I would like to assure you, Anthony, I am a proud Arab. I am. The name is ironic, so Fat Phoenician, we love you. Thank you for supporting us. Just clarifying, guys. He is an Arab. And with that, we'll thank some other beautiful patrons a little bit later on the show. But if you'd like to support us, subscribe to our Patreon. You know, it makes all the difference. It means I can hire lovely interns to help out with the show. Let's start off, folks, with World War III. Almost happened. By the time you guys watch this, it's going to seem like totally old news. It already feels like old news. Hey, it was exciting. It was a wild night. When did it happen? Saturday night. Yeah. It already feels like forever.
Sabah al-Ahad, yeah.
What were you guys up to? And I was just chilling with some friends. Then people started looking at their phones like, oh shit, Iran is attacking. I need to go home. My parents are telling me to go home. Bunch of adults. Everybody panicked. I was like, God, I was pretty chill about it. I'm not going to lie. I didn't mind. I've been through some bad stuff in the past.
Like, أنا هيك سمعت أنيك شيء. أنا was a twerk. كنت عم سوير بتحت بقام وأنا عم سوير دهن هيك العالم سيطرة فوق. شوف أربع صواريخ بروقتعوا. أنا personally take عرض. حملت شنطتي بالدفل. Then بعدين إنه هيك.
Like no Nadim, keep filming people clubbing. ممنوع تفيلم.
العالم صار العالم كتير مهبل سيقولوا visuals وعم ينزل صاروخ علينا يعني فانو. I had to stay.
Like, no, you're judging. I'm crowd. Like, no offense to anyone who goes to Ambas. And like, you're partying. They're going to be on something. They're going to be drinking.
Lebanese nightlife people are.
Yeah,
worst.
Bro, trippy. And like, I'll probably find it cool. Maybe. Depends. You know what I mean?
Bro.
Depends what mindset you're in.
And then I called my dad.
My parents, no one texted me. No one from my family, bro. No one asked me anything. Where are you? Are you safe? And they know what's going on. They watch the news all the time. No one fucking cared, bro. Everyone I was with got at least a phone call or a text from a loved one. Nothing.
Okay,
so we're in the same boat. Karin, what about you?
I know my dad. I was out with my friends. And my dad حكيني, he was like, شكل الوضع مش مرتاح تاع البيت. I was like, okay, what happened? I didn't know what happened. And then my friend was like, yeah, Iran fired those drones. And he was like, but it's going to take like 3 hours after you saw, so I think we're good for another while.
Yeah, exactly, you know? And for those watching, if you're not aware of what happened, you know, basically the fear was, since Hezbollah is an Iranian proxy, I guess you can consider a subgroup of Hezbollah, of Iran. The fear was that Israel would retaliate versus like in Yemen and Lebanon and in Iran, maybe, because I'm not sure. Were rockets fired from Lebanon?
Iran.
Just from Iran.
Yeah.
And nothing was fired from Yemen or from Lebanon.
I
saw some conflicting reports. Either way, Hezbollah and Israel are exchanging rockets on the daily. You fire. But so yeah, this attack was mainly by Iran because a few weeks ago, Israel attacked the Iranian consulate in Syria, killing like 6 Iranian diplomats, including a very high-ranking general. So this was Iran's retaliation. And here's a tweet that just says, like, Iran basically justified this using Article 51 of the UN Charter pertaining to legitimate defense. So this was a legal defense, by all means. This was a completely legitimate defense. Obviously, the Western media is not representing it that way. They're making it seem like Iran is attacking Israel out of the blue. But surprisingly, a lot of outlets are being honest about what this was. The best thing to come out of this, honestly, is just watching all of these Israelis panicking at the airport, running for their lives, being afraid. I'm not going to lie. You guys don't have to stand by what I'm saying. This what I'm about to say, folks, only represents me. The interns have nothing to do with this. I don't think enough rockets were fired at Israel. Not enough drones, okay? I live in Lebanon. The horrors we've seen here and the horrors I've been watching on my phone for the past 6 or 7 months of what Israelis are doing to Palestinians. At this point, I feel no sympathy for these people, for this country. Obviously, no one wants to see innocent people dying or get hurt.
To an extent, yeah.
But I question how many innocent people exist in Israel. The more and more I hear these fuckers talk and I see their posts on social media and the fact that the majority of the Israeli population doesn't believe that the IDF is using sufficient force against the Palestinians in Gaza, these people are fucking devils. And seeing them run for their lives in fear gives me some kind of joy that is hard to describe.
Satisfaction, so, Janusz, right?
It tastes so nice. It's so good. You know what I'm saying? Let's watch these fuckers. Fucking cowards. Why leave the promised land? Shouldn't the chosen people be defending it?
Yeah.
Look at that, man. As soon as something happens.
I forgot no one died.
No.
It was strategic.
It was a very performative retaliation. They warned. It's been in the media for like 5 days. We're going to attack you. And I forgot. I was like, this has got to be a bluff. Why are they like advertising their attack? Like when it happened, I'm like, they're actually going through with this? Like I thought this whole thing was a bluff or something.
I said that if 99% of the missiles were
shot down.
Yeah, were intercepted.
Bro, the Jordanian king almost killed his own people to protect Israelis. Like they shot down drones that fell like in the middle of like cities, that almost killed a bunch of people, bro. Everyone is so cucked.
I think Fisaruch is about
to
bro, for Badaran.
Yalla mnih.
Go back
to your country.
Go back to New Jersey, motherfuckers.
Go back to Boston.
Which Sharmuta Wahad Wahad, man. Is this real? Oh, these screams. Music to my ears. Oh, one more time. Oh, you fuckers, man. Why don't you go? They go do raves next to concentration camps. We can't get rid of you fast enough. This is to show you how honestly amazing Lebanese people are. This was caught on a TikTok live moment of a bomb dropping in the south. Look at this dude's reaction. Our boy.
Ali! Ya Ali!
Ya Muhammad! Sahab!
Hello. Obviously, not everyone has to laugh. It doesn't mean if you don't laugh, it means that you're a coward or something. We saw the other horrendous video like a few weeks ago of the TikTok live when the guy's house got bombed. So this could be horrifying, obviously. This is just, you know, just a nice little thing to highlight. Finally, let's just look at this is something I find interesting. They asked people who live in like the West Bank what they think about the attack. And I know a lot of people, like especially in the U.S. and in the media, and Arabs living abroad, have to hide their support for like the resistance or like Iran. They have to be like, no, we don't. We don't want anything to happen to Israel. We want the hostages to be safe. We want the hostages to be safe. You know what I mean? But then they're like, we want our Palestinian brothers and sisters to be safer. So, anyways, I like the. It's nice to be reminded what the people in Palestine actually how they feel like, and I think their thoughts on the matter are the most important.
اللي امبارح كان إشي خيالي كانت العالم كلياتها مستني هذا اليوم انه تشوف هاي اللحظه يعني الاجواء يعني بكت يعني انطونا معنويات يعني كل احترام لكل واحد واي يعني مدينه وبلده واي شيء يعني اي دوله بتوقف مع المقاومه
احنا بنشكر ايران على اللي قدمته لاخواننا في غزه وبنشكر ايران وبنشكر اليمن
هذا العيد عند بالنسبه لنا واحنا بنشكر كل واحد واقف مع المقاومه امبارح شيء يعني شيء لا يوصف احنا ما صدقناش انه الصواريخ راح تصل لهون وكان رد قوي من ايران يعني على اسرائيل
والله اقول لك احلى شعور يعني شعور لا يوصف يعني
اقول لك عن جد the right bro it's beautiful man seeing Israel getting just a small taste of their own fucking medicine bro and I laugh when I watch these is because like I'm a US citizen if I were in the States bro I could not say any of that. You really have to censor what you say. I love just the freedom of being able to say, fuck Israel. I wish they got hit with more bombs, with more drones. Fuck that country. I hope it gets nuked. I love being able to say that with almost no consequences and living in a country where, and you know, like the U.S. is supposed to be the country of freedom of speech and all of that shit, bro. You can't say fucking anything. You can say whatever you want except when it pertains to Israel. Anyways, James Maslow, our good friend,
He's back.
He's back with another. We're not. It's really horrible. It's so bad.
It's fine. We can laugh.
He's got another one. Let's go. Let's go. Discount JC Chazet.
Free Gaza. I'm not kidding. I do not want any.
I hate when he's like.
Now I promise.
And why is like free Gaza? Like what? It's like it's kind
he's
of fucking.
Always not kidding.
And it's it, like, it, this is this a serious video, bro? Is this a serious video?
The vast majority of Jews and Israelis don't want Gazan civilians to be hurt or civilian casualties for any reason.
That's not true.
The IDF goes out of its way to protect Palestinian civilians.
That's not true either.
I really don't want to watch this. This guy used to be on a boy band on Nickelodeon, and now Israel is paying him money to make these dumbass videos. Enough about this whole Israel thing. Bikafe. God bless her brothers and sisters. I don't even love Iran as a country. You know, they're fucked up. They do a lot of fucked up shit, but no. Good going, boys, even though it was all performative, nothing really came out of it. And Iran has like probably a backdoor deal with Israel. What's next? Shufi. Joker 2. Let's talk about Joker 2. Have you guys seen the first Joker movie?
Yes.
Starring Joaquin Phoenix. He won an Oscar for his performance. What do you guys think about the first Joker film?
I really liked everything, the cinematography, our direction, كل شيء. حتى directing, guys. It was a new style, صراحةً, of directing.
New style.
I'll fuck
with you.
I liked it too. I watched it alone in theaters. It was an experience.
It's the best way to watch Joker is alone. You gotta go full loner experience, full Joker experience. You know what I mean? The reason I laughed when you said new directing is because he actually ripped off like Martin Scorsese, those movies from the 70s, Taxi Driver, King of Comedy.
No, actually, it was a recycling.
It was a huge homage to. And at one point, Scorsese was going to be the producer on that movie. I know what I thought about it. When I first saw it, I thought it was really overrated because everyone was like talking about it. Like, yeah, it's so fucking good. I was like, I mean, this is good, but I couldn't get the homages out of my head and it was kind of distracting. Like, I was كتير focused on what he was going for rather than what he did. But when I watched it a second time at home, I was mesmerized by Joaquin Phoenix's performance. Like, to me, the movie is that performance. It carries it. He carries it. He's amazing in it. He more than deserves his Academy Award, I think. And he's amazing in it. So I really did I ended up enjoying it. But they were never supposed to make a sequel. It was going to be a one and done. They were never going to make another one. But the movie had only cost, if I'm not mistaken, like $50 million to make. And it made $1 billion at the box office. And it's rated R. And R-rated movies very rarely make $1 billion. So this one made it. It made a massive profit. So obviously, they're going to get inspired to make a second one. But the idea that they had to make a second one was very intriguing to me from the beginning. Like, they were like, it's going to be a quasi-semi-musical. And they're casting Lady Gaga to play Harley Quinn. Like, I was like, honestly, like, if you're going to make a sequel to a movie that doesn't need a sequel, go crazy and do something fucking batshit like crazy and unique, like experiment. Like the Marvel movies, that's it. They're in their formula. They have to play it safe. They're gonna make the same movie over and over again. And I love Marvel movies, most of them. Like almost none of the new ones are good. But it's like McDonald's. Not McDonald's. It's like fast food. Who doesn't like a good fast food cheeseburger every now and then? So come in, huh? It's nice to get variety. And I thought that Joker 1 was nice and like different. And now this one, the trailer just dropped. We can't play it because of copyright and stuff. So I thought the trailer was very nice. I wanted to hate it. I wanted to be like fucking Todd Phillips trying to rip off something else again. But I honestly, it just has a lot of iconic imagery. Like, let me just pull up some of these pictures. So, for example, instantly, I saw this in the trailer. I'm like, this could be a poster. Like, this is like a beautiful comic book panel from like a crazy one-off comic story, you know, turned into a movie.
Yeah.
This is kind of iconic, him and Harley Quinn going down the stairs. Like, this is iconic, him and Harley.
La La Land.
Just like dancing, kind of like La La Land. It just looks really cool. This is like mirroring that shot from the first movie where he was in front of the mirror. Just that final shot of him looking, like when she draws the smile with the lipstick on the glass. That's an iconic shot. So as much as I didn't want to love this trailer, I was like, fuck it, it looks really nice. The movie's going to have like 15 or 16 songs, so it's by all means very much a musical.
Yeah, it is a musical, like it was confirmed.
But they're not going to be singing the whole time, man. There's going to be like regular talking. They're not going to be, the whole thing isn't like a pure musical like Les Misérables or something. It's going to be more like Moulin Rouge or something, where like, Bihko Shwe, then they sing a song. Bihko Shwe, then they sing a song. So I'm curious. I mean, it might suck, but at least they're trying something different. We get so much of the same big budget superhero movies, like khalas, like what, like for sure, like, fucking make a movie. And this is gonna bring in like an audience that would never see these movies. Like all of a sudden, musical crowds are gonna come in. You know what I mean? It's gonna have people that would never watch these movies, Lady Gaga fans are going to come in just to see what she does. And she's super talented. Like, she would make a crazy Harley Quinn. Did you guys, like the trailer?
I like the trailer. I don't know. I'm not entirely convinced for Gaga's Harley Quinn. I don't know. Like,
really?
Her as an actress, she's a fine actress. She's not bad or anything.
I've only seen her in Star is Born. I haven't seen her in like Ferrari
House
or
of
like
Gucci.
House of Gucci. Yeah, House of Gucci.
House of
Ferrari.
Gucci and
If the projects she picked haven't exactly like been that good, I don't know. Hasab, like I'm gonna watch it. No, it looks fine. Like, I mean, it looks good. Yeah, as you said, everything you said.
هو كمان it's the character development بالأفلام تبعها ما كتير بيأكل معه. But I think بيد الجوكر حيكون أحلى لأنه it suits her أكتر.
My only concern is that they're gonna repeat like the same. Because normally in the comics, Harley Quinn is like a psychiatrist, and then like Joker is able to like he drives her crazy essentially.
Yeah.
In this one, it looks like she's a patient. What I'm concerned is like in the first Joker, he meets this girl, and they make you think that he has a girlfriend. Then it turns out it's all in his head, and he's going crazy. Yeah. Part of me has a feeling they're doing the same thing in this movie. Like, everything he's doing with Harley Quinn is in his head, and then at the end it turns out that she's, like, a psychiatrist or something, and I just hope they don't redo that same thing. I hope that he actually does have a relationship with her, and, like, it's just a different thing. I don't want to be wondering, is he just tripping the whole time? Like, I mean, that's kind of annoying. So anyways, I'm excited to see it. It took me by surprise. I wonder if you guys are excited.
That shit, like, I mean, Martin Scorsese has something to do with Joker 2?
Had nothing to do with either of them. Todd Phillips directed. He didn't produce it, no. Okay, he wanted to. But so it's very much inspired by his movies, the way it's directed and stuff. Joseph Medeb, folks. We had a saga. Joseph Medeb and the Fox, or actually the Jackal.
Medeb was Zib.
Who, ironically, Medeb, everyone knows he's very religious. And last week we talked about the Omen getting banned. In the Omen, I think part of the lore is that like the mother... Like the devil was born from like a jackal. Like the jackal is like the mother of the devil. So like Medeb and the devil fraternizing in the woods. But anyways, Joseph Medeb took the Lebanese and Middle Eastern internet by storm, folks, by finding an injured fox. We're just gonna call him Fox for the sake of this video. I don't want to say jackal every time. In the woods, folks, and nursing him back to health through Israel, the Ijit like Jamaiye, and they helped the jackal. Let's just watch. Let's watch the story. We don't have all of it. There's like tons of videos. This could take 40 minutes if you want to go through all of them one by one. Yeah, it literally can make a movie. But so let's watch a few snippets of this beautiful, wholesome story.
مرحبا يا زئب المهضوم. كيفك؟ إن شاء الله منيح.
It's so wholesome, bro.
It's so cute.
الرب يبارك حياتك.
He's just having a conversation.
حتى كل مخلوقات ربنا بتنتظر إنه يجلوا ولاد الله. حتى تعيش الطبيعة كلها بسلام.
He's like, what the fuck is going on? That's
كتير ضايع.
So Haram, he got shot apparently. He got shot with a khirda in his like hind leg, and it was getting infected. Poor little foxy. Hone Joseph is getting closer. It wasn't enough to just film him. He insisted on getting closer to that little boy or girl.
Oh no, this, bro.
This is horrifying stuff, folks. Horrifying.
وآخر شيء صرنا أصحاب أنا والزئب.
I don't know about that.
And there was a lot of videos between those.
دائما نلتقى بالطبيعة.
And look at the face of the fox, bro.
والرب يبارك الجميع.
The fox wants to eat him.
بدو يلعصه.
The fox is looking at. The fox is looking. I'm horrified. And I'm working on a little project with Joseph Medeb. I can't tell you guys about it now. And I'm like, please be safe, Joseph. Joseph doesn't believe in hospitals. So it's like a Joseph ain't going to no hospital and getting no tetanus shot. He doesn't believe in it.
بس الإنسان يحب ربنا بيخضع كل شيء ربنا لإله لهالإنسان.
I mean, he's right.
وحتى الزمان بيخافوا
ما بيعمل له شيء
ما بده شيء غير بس يتعشى
والرب يبارك الجميع.
The fox is just horrified, bro. He's just terrified. Haram, يعني. So he know he would have eaten the shit out of Joseph. بس like Joseph's got balls, bro. Motherfucker's got balls.
انت بتسترجع تقريبا عليه؟
اكيد لا, bro. I'll call the جمعية. I'm like, should they pet him? I'll film him from far. So I'm sitting there and petting him. لشو؟
This is how I talk to my cat.
Is your cat like, does your cat want to kill you?
Bro, I'm the video.
Yeah, it's a 3-minute, like, it's so long. He wants to kill him, bro.
No way, but...
Oh, my God.
But
bro, yani, National Geographic, bro, yani, on Joseph's phone, bro, it was like a fucking wildlife documentary, bro. The whole country is enwrapped in the story of this fox.
واخيرا صرنا رفقه.
Someone needs to do a drawing of like a Disney style, like cute little Mirab with a cute little fox in the woods with like little hearts floating. Why hasn't anyone done that already, bro? Like, come on, guys, get on that shit.
هون هذا مهضوم بس هون بيان كيف بده ياكل.
Let's see.
اليوم عم فرجيكم الزئب.
Oh, I saw this one.
Friendly little fox. مخلوقات
ربنا كلها حلوه.
Look, he's a handsome looking devil.
بس الانسان دائما بيأذي.
Wow. Deep.
Yeah, he says that in the documentary.
Is this one injured?
Yeah, it's the same one. It's the injured one. More of the saga. Sorry, guys, this is boring. We have to watch this. This is a wildlife documentary.
هون بيطعمي.
هيدا الزئب أو الواوي رح جبت له مي لحتى يشرب. رح خبركم شو قصته. في ناس بتعلم الأخلاق وعندها مدارس بس بنفس الوقت المسؤولين عنا لحتى ما أحكي أكتر من هيك بسمموا للحيوانات ودائما لأن بينزعجوا من صوتهم بسمموا لهم لحتى يقتلوهم. حبيت خبر الجميع ليعرفوا الحقيقة والرب يبارك الجميع. بس لازم يلي بيأذوا يبطلوا يأذوا الطبيعة والحيوانات لأن كمان مخلوقات ربنا.
So, جوزيف حط له شوية قرص عني in the water to try to like, you know, clean out the poison.
ما تخيف.
Not sure how much it helped, but God bless him.
أنا بدي إياك تصح وتشفى.
أكتر شيء هتسمعي بحياتك مع جوزيف مراد.
And he threw water at his face. We tried to help him drink. Anyways, we don't need to watch this whole thing. So Jozef gave him water. Then eventually, a lot of people were tagging me in the comments and Anthony, do something about this. أنا شو داعمي أنا.
وجا سوبر إيرو.
أنا I'm gonna fly على الحرش and save. They're like and they tagged this other this جمعية. Called Lebanese Wildlife. So like Anthony, contact them and have them help. I'm like, the least I could do is at least just DM them and see if they've seen the tags. So I sent them this DM. I'm like, hey guys, I'm sure you've seen the tags in the Fox videos with Jozef Mirab. Fox seems injured. Anything we can do to help? They're like, hello, yes, we contacted Jozef and we're heading to get the jackal now. I'm like, perfect, خلاص, I don't need to do anything. The internet has taken care of it. It's fucking crazy that it actually worked out. And the internet came together. Everybody held hands. And was like, we gotta save this. We gotta come together and save this fox. Ooh, look at this lovely video. The Jamaya was there, and ended up being Jozef putting the jackal inside the cage because he was saying that you know the lady that was there was like kind of afraid. Who wasn't even, he's like, let me do it, ma'am. I got this. What a pimp. Oh, look at that. Putting him in the cage. Oh, his little legs and thighs. Hold on. I hope he's okay. Okay, well, yeah,
I know that he's okay now.
Bad, oh, he's good. They're gonna let him go. Tabia, man, someone's gonna shoot him next weekend. You know what I mean?
Joseph. Morbid.
He should live with Joseph, ideally, bro. Like, that's the story. That's how the story
should be.
Oh, look, sure, Joseph. And finally, folks. Here is our little buddy at the hospital getting some IV. Oh, he does look, he's so like confused and high. Like, what's going on? Oh, he does look like a fox though. No, he's got that red, handsome jackal. I don't know how jackals, I've never seen a jackal this up close, bro. Thanks to Jozef Mirab. I've learned so much about nature. And that is, what do you guys think about this beautiful, lovely saga? Did it touch you as much as it touched me?
Yeah, أنا بشوف جوزيف مبسوط بنبسط.
بسط كثير.
والله بشوف.
And everyone at the boxing gym was talking about this. Karin, were you inspired by this lovely story?
Yeah, I was inspired to go find the fox myself.
And raise him as your own.
And raise him as my own.
بس بعد ما قلت خير الله ما لعوس الفوكس
لجوزيف. جوزيف زمط. جوزيف خلص نو مور.
إيه زمط.
لا لبنانيز وايلد لايف من الأول جوزيف خلص ما don't pet any more animals.
وكر الحياة.
ربي برو إيه عن جد. Accident waiting to happen over there. All right, moving on, folks, to our next topic. Abu Hadi. Last week, we talked about how Abu Hadi introduced a new format on his TikTok page. Hikmat al-Yom. He was very excited about it. He was over the khiyar stuff. He stopped reviewing products. Khalas, the guy wants to do. And if you want to make content consistently on the internet, you have to be passionate about it. You have to do something that you like. So, balash alla with Hikmat al-Yom. Here's a couple that we missed since last week. Lal-Yom.
Hikmat al-Yom. عامل الناس بأخلاقك مش
بأخلاقهم رفعت الجلسة. So he replaced خيار with a wink basically. And I'm not
رفعت الجلسة.
رفعت الجلسة. Okay, so here's another hikmat al-yawm. Basically, little lessons, tips and tricks to live a better life. How to be a better person, like Abu Hadi.
Abu Hadi, شو حكمة اليوم؟
حكمة اليوم. من لا يشعر بصمتك ما بيفهم حديثك. رفع الجلسة.
All right. So, as you can see, this is amazing, engaging content that is...
So absurd.
Just incredible.
Very fast.
Fast, quick. You don't, you know, less than 15 seconds, which is the stuff that we all love.
حكمة اليوم. خير أن تعمل اللي تأصل ونجاسة تلقى. رفع الجلسة.
He's got his nice shirt on. Didn't give us a good look at the like last week. Anyways, Abu Hadi has since released a video kind of explaining the people's reaction to his Hikmat al-Yawm format. Let's see. He's pretty sad. And that made me sad.
مرحبا. كثير منكم عم يسألني ليش معاش أيام البرودكت. ليش معاش نزلت ترندات خيار وإلى آخره. بهالفيديو عامل استطلاع رأي اللي أنتو بتقولوا عليه المحتوى اللي أنتو بتقولوا عليه وبدكم إياه أنا رح أرجع أشتغل عليه. بس بطل ما أنا بعرف كتير عالم عم تحب إنه أرجع للتقييم. وبالنسبة لمحتوى حكمة اليوم حسيت العالم مش
هيبته. أنا بحبها يا أبو هادي. أنا بحب حكمة اليوم وما توقف عن جد. يعني فيك تعمل من كل شيء. فيك تعمل حكمة اليوم, فيك تعمل التقييم, وفيك تعمل الخيار. ما ضروري تنقي بس حكمة اليوم. بس ما تزعلونا إيه لأبو هادي. أنا قلت لك أبو هادي
عمود بدك يا أبو هادي.
أنت فوق راسنا, منحبك ومنعزك ومصداقيتك, ولازم ترجع على المقاو على على التقييم. بس كمان ما تنسينا الخيار وحكمة اليوم نخدها كمان يا أبو هادي. ما تزعل عن جد. أنا شفتك هون زعلان ما حبيته.
انتو شو بتقولوا صوتوا بهذا الفيديو على واحد من المحتويات وانا رح ارجع عليها.
ما فهمت ليه ليه
شوفكم فيديو جديد. باي.
Did you guys comment? انا commented. انا قلت له خيار وتقييم.
ما فهمت ليه انه ليه ما حاسس انه في يعمل كل شيء. ليه ضروري just to one thing.
عن جد. وشو بدك بالعالم يا ابو هادي؟ انت بالنهايه لازم تعمل what makes you happy, you know what I mean. العالم رح تقول لك عمول هيك عمول هيك. You have to listen to yourself. اذا بتسمع شو بيقولوا لك كل العالم, you're gonna end up doing nothing. Listen to yourself, follow your gut. نحن بنحبك, نحن معك الى الابد يا ابو هادي. Speaking of pure innocent souls, folks, our Patreon, let me get take a second to thank some of our beautiful patrons who make sure that this show can happen segue. Week after week, beautiful patrons like blonde patrons like Darkwing Duck, Leonardo Sawaya, Heather Jabir, Karim Ayad, Malik UX, Falafel Brain, Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster, Karen's Cravings, and Hagop. Beautiful superhero patrons like Joey To, Daniel Nekhle, Elias Salibi, Muhammad Mansour, Mo Hariri, Nagio, and Andrew the Biss, and Ergatir patrons, Rifat Fakih, Burgery, Eliel Mujabir, Jessica Ann, and Jack Sleeman. We thank you guys so much. We cannot do this without you. If you guys are interested in supporting this small independent YouTube channel and make sure that the show can keep going, check out our Patreon. Find a tier. Let's try it for you. And with that, let's move on to the next topic that broke my heart, folks. Wajih Sa'ir. As you guys know, last week we looked at Wajih's video. عم بيدعي لكل اللبنانية على تيك توك to join him. And I think a lady called Pamela or Perla, I can't remember, to hit them up on WhatsApp, to join a WhatsApp group to organize the next revolution to get our money back from the banks. I was like, you know what? It's all quiet on the Thawra front, revolution front. Why not? If I'm going to follow anyone into the pits of hell, it's going to be Wajih Sa'ir. So I took it upon myself. I asked Nadim to DM Wajih and ask him, did you reach out to Wajih?
Yeah, but Marad.
Oh, you did ask him? Because I asked him myself. I said, hello, Wajih. Wajih, I'm a huge fan. He said, hi. Wajih actually answered me. So when I was like, ooh, like there's hope. I said, Wajih, I'm a huge fan. Can you please add my phone number to your WhatsApp group about the new revolution? Elijah, I sent him my phone number, folks. Just no hesitation. I want Wajih Sa'ir to have my number. If he wants to send me weird texts in the middle of the night, ahla wa sahla, Wajih. I'm ready to receive them and reply to you with weird texts as well. Then I saw that he wasn't answering. I'm like, I'm Do Not Worry podcast on TikTok. I'm like, maybe if I remind him of all the roses I've thrown, maybe he'll be like, ooh, Do Not Worry podcast. Thank you. I said, we love you. He left me on red, bro. Motherfucker left me on red.
That's brutal.
لازم تبعت له voice note بركة.
Seen Thursday. بركة ما بيعرف يقرا.
So then I decided to take it a step further, folks. We know Wajih can't get off TikTok live. He's always on TikTok live. So chances are if you want to find him, you just got to get on TikTok. Sure yeah. enough, he was on TikTok live. I was like, you know what? Let me take this opportunity to ask him more directly by throwing him some money, of course. And everything I threw, مكان عيشبو. He's like, بدنا قلب كبيت له قلب. He's like, مش هيدا القلب بدي غير قلب. It was kind of sad, but so I kept, I tried to keep up.
الورود هولي ما بيفتحوا الدبل. حرام تروحوا. Do not worry. Thank you. Do not worry. ما بدنا قلب كبير
كنا. And I sent him roses. بدنا قلب. So بعتني له قلب.
معمول هيدا قلب. شفت ما أحلاها.
هيدا قلب.
Do not worry, حبيبي.
حبيبي
كان بدنا قلب زهر كبير تيفتح الدبل
ما اساله
he's so patron
he's so begging for money
he's so patron انا بقول له انا وجيه I love you وجيه انا شو كتبت له هون what about the whatsapp group please وجيه have me back soon he's like he do not worry he thank you مش هذا القلب يا حبيبي بدنا القلب الزهر الكبير ما خلينا ما احترنا معك ما عم نفهم شو بدنا بعت لك يا وجيه
بس كابتن
انا عم بكتب له Please let me into your group.
I'm not anymore in this group.
Ah,
he left.
Habibi.
I was like, I'm not anymore in the group. I'm like,
I'm not in this room.
I will follow you to the end of the world, Waji.
Then
he paused the video.
Ya Amri, ya Ammi, ya Habibi, shubek.
I was begging and begging. Then he just paused the video. He came back a minute later. Ma badnik abayt. Look, I'm donuts. Ma shifun hatta. وجيه اللي بتعمل فيه هيك انا كل شيء بنحكي عنك هون يعني no one, and I want to rub my hand through his like chest hair on his head I want to feel that I want to feel the chest hair that is on his head you know what I mean اللي زرعون اخذوه من صدره حطوه على راسه I want all of that bro
شوي معيرة bro
and what you gonna do you know what I mean you gotta want to fight nature
he's not planning a revolution anymore
he's not in the group anymore I was like I missed the boat on that group if I had asked him a week earlier bro can you imagine the content would have gone from that group motivating an army of people to get their money back and get their rights back anyways that was my adventure with Wajih I still love Wajih Saar and I'm still team Wajih versus team Fadi Sherbet not even close Maestro Bar El Maestro I think it's become cliche to compare him to Mr. Beast and to say that he's copying Mr. Beast. We all know that. His Maestro Bar, packaging كل شيء عن Mr. Beast, the types of videos that he makes.
حتى his YouTube channel عنده ثلاثة كمان
كتير Mr. Beast.
React.
But I was like, that's where it's gotta end, right? He copied the chocolate. He copied the type of content, like the social media stuff and everything else. He'll copy the videos. He'll copy everything else. Weirdly enough, so a few months ago, this happened. It kind of went viral. Mr. Beast... asked his fans on Twitter to basically reorganize the stands of his chocolates when they're messy in a supermarket. Like, hey guys, if you see my chocolates in the supermarket, please fix them. I don't want it to look messy. Well, here's and it kind of like you know it was a controversy because people were like, are you asking your fans to work for you for free or whatever? Anyways, it's stupid.
Mr. Beast is facing backlash after asking his fans to help clean up his chocolate bar displays in Walmart. The YouTube star took to Twitter asking fans to organize his Feastables in Walmart, adding that it would make him very happy. And yes, many did follow Mr. Beast's command, but others are upset that he asked his followers to basically work for free. Critics argue that Mr. Beast's choice to call on his fans points to an abuse of loyalty and peak capitalism. Since he could easily pay for the staff he needs to clean up his product. I mean, his net worth is an estimated $5.
So basically, a bunch of kids started going to Walmarts and they would film themselves. Hey, Mr. Beast, I'm organizing your chocolates for you. Whatever. It was a stupid little thing. I was scrolling through TikTok. Ubejile this Maestro video. And I'm like, you shameless little bastard. Like, يعني هالقد bro, like هالقد ما عندك creativity. Even this, بدك تقرتها يا خيي. قرت الشوكولات, قرت الباكجينج, قرت كل شيء. Even this, you gotta do. I'm like, you know, there's zero originality, bro.
أنا موجود حالياً بسبينس دبي. شوفوا هالألوان, شوفوا هالجمال. هل عنا مشكلة؟ أنا حليتها. بس شوفوا شو صاير. هون ليكوا العلبة تبعيتنا. أول ما يبلشوا يفضل منا البارز, ببلشوا يقعوا هيك. هل أنا حليتها, وسعت العلبة, حطيت لها مخدة ورا. فبيضلن هيك البارز لاقيين دايما بس من هلا لننزل العلب الجديد على السوق بدي منكم كلكم كل ما تكونوا عمارقين من حد ستاند للمايسترو بار وتشوفون واقعين بهيدي الطريقه تمرقوا تزبطون هيك كلون تتكونوا انتم مرسي يعطيكم العافيه تتكونوا كلكم سفرة للمايسترو بار بكل المحلات اللي بتشوفوها خلينا دايما نترك الجوندولا هيك مرتبه نترك الشوكولا كله معرم وبشهي
Anna, the reason that people got upset at Mr. Beast, no, you're making your fans work for free. I don't care about that. No one's working. It was the fucking, he's just asking them to fix the chocolate. It's just the lack of originality, taking people's fucking content, selling it as your own, building a whole persona off of someone else's persona. You're a fucking grown man. عندك ولاد
برو. عندك 40 سنة برو.
قال لي تصبي عمره 16 سنة بيعمل YouTube videos. He's the person you're ripping off for your content and people don't know. People ما بيعرفوا. في كم عالم. There's a lot of people on TikTok that call him out for being a Mr. Beast clone. So most people, لا he's great. وإذا بتقول شي عنه بس لا هو لبناني وناجح. شو عندك ضده؟ كله هوني بلبنان. If you fucking criticize someone, شو عندك ضد الصناعة اللبنانية أو لازم تشجعه؟ دخل إذا واحد لبناني بس لأنه لبناني بده يشجعه برو. يعني شو هاللوجيك الاير برو؟ اير بالهبل. إنه he's probably a nice guy بس إنه his whole persona, his whole life is based off of Jimmy. A guy named Jimmy who lives in the States, bro. That's maestro. Had the identity, bro. تبعه. It just, this shit just pisses me off, man. This shit just fucking annoys me because these people are fucking successful, man. Off of someone else's work. What do you guys think about the? But would you fix his chocolate bar if you found the?
I don't like this guy.
Bro, أكيد لا لأنه آخر شيء بحياتي بدي أكون سفير للمايسترو بار بلبنان.
Yeah, I've never had it anyway, بس.
Bro, I think Darwish is beefing my maestro. Darwish just released his chocolate. If you guys can find us some Darwish wafers for next episode, جيبونا إياهم تندوقون. بس هون Darwish is kind of beefing my maestro وعم بيلطش about maestro bar. حضروا اسمعوا.
أنا هلا موجود بقلب الشاربوتيه وبدي خبركم إنه المايسترو بار صار موجود ب 19 فرع لفروع الشاربوتيه all over Lebanon.
أما اليوم ينسى البرودكت، أنتوا المحلات كنتوا سبب بنجاحه. عم بحكي عن بار 60 جرام بسوبر ماركت بنسبة بروفيت 28%، بينما أنا وأنت وهيداك وكل المحلات عم تستلمه على نسبة بروفيت 18%. هيدا المنو أتكس بالشغل، وهيدا يلي بيخلي الشركة يلي عم توسعه لهيدا البار أو صاحب هيدا البار يقشط بالسوق ويعمل داون مثل ما صاير فيه هلا.
ما كتير عم بفهم أنا. I guess المايسترو عم بيزابر allegedly كيف عم بيبيعه وبروفيت مارجن للسوبرماركت versus smaller stores عم بيوسخها و Darwish is calling him out. نحنا
أنه ليك it is an expensive bar.
It's $3 bro. كل ما بدي every time I see like, I'm like should I just get another one for like the show then I'd sell. I'm like I see $9. I'm like bro I can buy 100 things for 9 fucking bucks.
بس تعرف أنه حتى كمان
then the trio pack
حتى بتعرف أنه هي it is expensive لأنه تبع the Mr. Beast كمان it's like $10 برا.
It's not that expensive. Is it that expensive, Mr. Beast? Bro, معاشيت
it's $10.
Yeah.
Bro, معاشيت برا or like أعلى من معاشيت لبنان, you know what I mean? Oh, Mr. Beast, you don't get 3 bars for $10. You probably get more.
لا لا لا, right? 1 bar is for $10.
No way, bro.
بلا أنا بدبي اشتريتها
بدبي
ب 35 درهم.
Not the States. Dude, no. If Mr. Beast was selling his chocolate bar for $10 in the States, he would go out of business overnight.
أنا أكيد حافظ
شو. I promise you, it's not $10 per bar. 200%. Maybe it's like 3 or 4 bars. And again, you're selling it in the States, standard of living أعلى, salaries are much higher. You can justify selling it for a little bit more. بس أكيد مش $10 a bar, bro. You crazy?
شوف لك.
You crazy?
أشوف لك.
هشوف خي هشوف. ما بيطلع لك معاش الشهر if I'm right.
Yeah, he's right.
Who's right? I'm right.
I'm right.
One bar is $10.
ما هيطلع لك معاش الشهر.
Feastables.
Definitely not one bar. It's probably like a box.
$9.75.
أنا شريها $10. بتذكر. طلعت قلت air.
One, bro. I was literally in the States a few months ago in a supermarket.
It's a special edition.
Like, damn it. Definitely not $10 a bar. I promise.
Bro,
his competition is Hershey's. His competition is Hershey's.
Mr. Beast.
I'm sorry. I'm like, you're not getting paid this month.
This okay, is Walmart.
Guys, I need proper research.
Okay.
One bar is $10 at Walmart.
It's $10, man.
One bar
is for $10. And I'm like,
wait.
Guys.
Wait.
So this is a Feastables Mr. Beast on Amazon. You get 10 bars for $20. It's a box of Haida. $19.99. For you get 10 bars. So $20 divided by 10 is $2 a bar, bro. $10. Guys, are you crazy? $10 for a chocolate bar in the States?
Say, I just found this one.
$3. Yeah, yeah, it's not $10.
Guys, هلا بأمريكا هاي سوينا ده خلصت.
Bro, it's not
$10. Like, if crazy? It's a special edition or something, no, it's $10.
Let's move on.
It's not $10. There's a super random video that I came across on TikTok. My body flip, random trend. I kind of enjoyed it. Fun ASMR, kind of gross. It's obviously done ironically. This is not a serious video. But it's blue-collared husband. It's this wife making food for her blue-collared husband who works 13-hour days. And it's like the least appetizing shit ever, least effort. I love it.
I don't think it's ironic.
It is. It is ironic. Look at the salt, the amount of salt that
okay, yeah.
put on it.
Make a blue-collar husband steak, chips, and beans after his nine-hour shift.
المشكلة إنه بيها الأدب بيحط ملح
بالأكل. I've seen these.
عنجد. كبير. مع الزيت. I love how everything is in the same... Look, that's more salt. I love how everything is in the same pan. Being in the same pan kind of does kind of make it appetizing in a weird way. Like you got the bean juice mixed in with some of that steak juice with some of them fries.
Yeah, I hate beans.
هلا إيه. Like, you know, this whole thing...
فصولي ما فيه شوف أنا.
I like beans. I don't mind beans.
Why is it so small?
The steak?
That's what she said. Yeah.
Yeah. I love how they serve it, bro. And it's like a little bit sped up, so it's like it's a little fucked up. Like, you know what I mean? The editing. It's so cursed. Look at all that oil.
All her videos hit it. It's, everything's drowning in oil.
Yeah, that's the whole, like, it's a...
هن هيك بيأكلوا بأمريكا.
هلا في عالم بتأكل هيك for sure, يعني. But this is, again, this is definitely, like, an ironic. More salt, just for good measure.
It's ironic.
There's a bunch of accounts like this. I'm sticking with the same account for now, and then the other one's had some music. This one has no music, which is beautiful.
Fair?
I love it, bro.
Is that a block of vegetables?
It's a block of frozen veggies, again, with the salt and pepper. Can't have too much seasoning.
Has she heard of defrosting?
No need. Just the hot oil will take care of it. I love it, man. It's starting to get the color is starting to look pretty. I love the salt, the amount of salt. هلا حرام إنه هذا كله عم بينكتب يعني, you know, just to get a fucking TikTok.
بلك أدب مش نظيف الغاز.
It's probably never cleaned. Making my blue-collar husband a roast dinner after his 11-hour shift.
He's divorcing you.
What is a blue-collar husband?
Blue-collar and a blue-collar work, yeah. Yeah. Heke, salt of the earth, yeah. You're a miner, you're a, you work with your hands.
Plumber.
Plumber, hey, like a trade job, basically. Very respectable, very honorable work. Yeah, we love our blue-collared workers. One more blue-collared or khalas, you guys can.
It reminds me of those videos where women used to be like, you think you can handle a blue-collar man? My man doesn't shower. And every time we're hanging out, he's farting the entire time. And it's like they're kind of showing off that their husbands are disgusting because a regular woman can't handle her man.
And I can't remind
like, no one wants your man, girl.
There was a trend on TikTok of like women packing their like husbands like lunch. Like, here's what I'm giving my husband for. Like, it's like he's got an apple. He's got like, and it's all like this like very hearty food. Like, he's got a sandwich and it's all like wrapped up and packed up very nicely and like ASMR. Ooh, it kind of reminded me of that.
And I watched the kids' lunchbox. Yeah, the lunchbox.
I love lunchbox backing videos.
Yeah, those are really ooh. So I got a bunch of like random videos that I found before we get to the Maria Catalia controversy with Karine and ending our Birdalicious and Dr. Food. But there's this tracking device, and every time I see something about tracking devices, it really creeps me out. You know what I mean?
بتخاف يحطوا لك chip.
مش أنا bro, but I just feel like it's just husbands creeps using it on like their wives and stuff, bro. Like just watch, and then the way the guy promotes it makes it seem like that's okay.
شايفة لهيدا؟
شو ها؟
هيدا بدها تعمل قلق بلبنان قرب عندي. هيدا اللي شايفينه يلي ما بيطلع أصبعين من أصابيعي واللي بينحطوا بينخفوا وين ما بدكن GPS tracker بدون خط تليفون بطاريته بتضاين سنة كاملة. شيء مخيف. له ابلكيشن على الموبايل بينزل على الايفون وعلى الاندرويد بيشتغل ثرو ساتلايت بيعطينا اخر 3 لوكيشنز وين عم يتحرك هيدا الديفايس بالسكندز وبالوقت وبالدقائق وهيدي بتنحط بروتوكول
بيجي سي بير بيتحرك هيدا الديفايس الناس سينج وين مرتك وين راحت مرتك وين راحت صاحبتك هيدا الديفايس جوست لايك هيدا هوز ما بقى يو نو لايك اوكي ذيز ورك لايك اتس لايك ذا ايفون تاج
يا اير تاج
اير تاج اون فون يور فون يو بوت اون لايك اون يور لاب توب اور سمثينج بس نو ذيس از نوت هاو ذيس از غانا بي يوزد سبيشلي كيف قال هيدا بده يعمل قلق بلبنان هي نوز واي بيبل ار كامينج تو باي ذيس هي نوز
نقدر نعلقها ونعطيها لمين ما كان نحافظ على لمين بدنا نراقب حدا وكتير فعالة هنجربه مع بعض هلا مشوا معنا هيدا الديفايس جديد نفتحها
It's like a naive حدا. He's just saying it very casually, just because he's smiling. But when you're at a party, you're talking to him. I mean, my kid, just because he's smiling, he's saying it so casually. You're like, oh, hey, right. This is, fuck yeah. I'll give it to someone. I'll give it to my friend. It's like, bro, yeah, dude, this is going to go in cars. This is going to be, he's right. This is going to fuck up Lebanon, bro. Kill the couples, Lebanon.
3 minutes.
Would you guys like to track a loved one?
Abadan, bro.
No, you don't think that's a healthy idea for a good relationship? Tracking a partner? We got a new Frenge shop. Lake Paris, Ben Malik Tawouk, Ben Bouzid Bashir. It's the place to be for Lebanese food. And you're never going to miss Lebanon.
Je teste un nouveau concept de sandwich libanais à Paris. Ça a l'air incroyable.
J'ai déniché un bon plan à 7,90€. Est-ce que tu connais le Frenji?
Le Frenji, c'est une baguette française qui est venue au Liban depuis 100 ans. Elle a été adaptée au goût libanais. Et maintenant, c'est tout simplement des sandwichs libanais à l'accent français.
T'as plusieurs recettes à la carte. J'ai testé par exemple celle au pastrami libanais, mais mon préféré, ça reste celle au shawarma. J'ai bien kiffé, surtout pour le prix, et toutes les recettes sont toastées. T'as aussi des recettes végétales. Végétarienne comme au falafel ou alors au zaatar qui est incroyable. Va tester, c'est pas cher et frangiment bon.
On a un nouveau concept ici en France, يعني ما هالكلمة راح تلحقنا everywhere, but it does look good. Look, I mean, it's so Lebanese, and we took something French, we made it Lebanese, went back to France, and we're selling it back to them. You know what I mean?
Like, هو أصلاً صارت لبنانية.
We're so like full of ourselves. Like here's our version of your bread, motherfuckers, and we're gonna do it our way.
I didn't know that they don't have it.
French? What do you mean, خبز French?
Yeah. He's saying it like إنه هن ما عندهم خبز فرنجي هونيك.
No, this is هيدا خبز فرنجي إنه على لبنانز. يعني we took the French bread. We made it probably. We changed it a little bit. Now we're teaching the French how to make. You know what I mean?
I mean.
لازم هذا تبع الباستا. يفتح محل باستا. هيدا هون الكريم.
ليك بس أنا بعد ما في. يعني عن جد ما حتى فيه اتذكر قديش منه طيب ماريك تاوك تبع فرنسا.
عن جد؟
ما في انسى.
I'm hearing the Canada one is pretty good.
How do you fuck up
to Canada? I went with my cousin.
Apparently, to France, it wasn't the real tomb. It was like Laban Matum or she.
It's Laban. He was making a base of Laban and laughing.
Hey, that's offensive. No, Laban Matum original. This Laban thing.
I feel like it's cheaper to just do a tomb. Why would they add Laban or yogurt to it?
And I'm an ardent defender of Malik Tawu.
Tawu bar, ya malim.
Tawu bar. This is a fun little video that I came across. It's I feel like a boomer when I have these little random things. But hey, you know me and Spider-Man, folks. I saw this woman's outfit. I was like, wow.
Wow, wow, wow. Hey, that outfit, غرامي. لكلكم بتحبوا سبايدر
سبايدر
هيدا البانت بيجي مثل الباراشوت لبقت معه هيدي البادي لك وقد ايه حلوه هيدي في منها اكيد الاسود وفي منها الاحمر في منهم سمول ميديوم لارج اكس لارج اكتبوا لي بالكومنت اذا حبيت
تعرفوا تبع شو لون البانتس
شو لون البانتس اسبايدر اي لاف ذا اسبايدر
سبايدر
اي وود باي ذا اسبايدر نور سنت مي ذس وذ نو كونتكست. No, I asked for context. I'm like, who are these people? Who are these girls? I have no information, folks.
I think I have to. Yeah,
I just have this video. I don't even know if this is their voice or if this is like an audio clip that's viral.
عنا شي تنقوله قوله شاورما بلا توم ما إلها زوم ما هيك يا بنات هيك.
What the fuck
why did we just watch this?
I went on their like Instagram. I think they're like singers or something. Like this, I thought they would have more of these. This was the only thing that I found that's like this. Muffimit like. Does anyone know anything about this?
No, ابدا بس شفتهم كذا مره.
With saying this thing?
Yeah, هي تبع هاي.
عنا شي تنقوله قوله شاورما بلا توم ما لها زوم ما هيك يا بنات هيك
الورا على الشمال بتخوي.
Dude, they all got the eyes going on. They're all good at it.
ما بدها لقد يعني شاورما بلا توم رواق يعني.
Folks, if you take Panadol, you're gay. Let's listen to Mr. Easy Money as he explains why.
البانادول او الادويه ان جنرال للجيز ليش واحد بياخذ دواء كرمال يتخلص من الوجع يتخلص من البين وكلنا بنعرف انه خاصه الرجال نو بين نو جين فتخيل انه انت عم تتخلص من النمبر 1 ريزن نمبر 1 فاكتور لنجاحك بالحياه يلي هي البين كرمال شو كرمال عم بيوجعك يا با راسك او عم بيمخصك بطنك سوري صديقي بس انت الوان لوفيفو بور لا بريير. بدك تعمل مصاري اونلاين 100% فري، بص على اللينك بالبايو عندي، فوت على الجروب وبنشرح لك كل شيء.
انا جدي كان ياخذ له شيء 1000 دواء، يعني جدي كان ياكله بالمتر يا معلم.
برو يا
كان ياكله بالمتر.
This guy's an Andrew Tate type of guy. When you go to his like his account, he's got like a group that you can join, ودروب شيبينج يا برو وماركتينج و so I don't know the fuck. This is kind of funny. He knows this is stupid.
The ad اخر فيديو was so funny. Like
it gets some attention.
You
know what I mean? Keep my stoop,
الحجاب.
Now that's gay.
You know what I mean?
Hey, that's so gay.
That's pretty gay, bro. Mr. Easy Money is a she. You know what I'm saying? Plus, that shirt's kind of tight. That's kind of gay. Your hair is kind of gay too.
If medicine's for gay people, why do you own a pack?
Ooh. Oh, we know. Was he holding a pack of Panadol?
He was holding.
He was holding a pack. Oh, that's so gay, bro.
Check
oh
out.
Oh my God. Again, again. We were just saying gay for fun, folks. We love gayness. Painkillers are for gays. This is done. Blah 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 blah. Folks, we're reaching the end of our adventure, and we have reached the Dr. Food baby review. Halana, literally, I was scrolling. I don't scroll much on TikTok, but so every now and then, I'll do it. I came across Dr. Food, and wahiyat Allah, I swear to God, for the first 10 seconds, what I was thinking was, like, Dr. Food's gotten boring. Like, there's nothing, like, what is there to say about Dr. Food anymore? He's walking around the house looking for baby food. And then, within 20 seconds, folks, I was like, this motherfucker got me again. This motherfucker got me again.
Sunshine, my man, I'm talking on the telephone.
دكتور فوت حكيمة حنا قالت لنا انه لازم نبلش نطعمي.
وشو بدك طعمي؟
مش انت دكتور فوت ولازم تعرف شو نطعمي حنا؟
جو صل على صيدلية جيب لي نوعين بيبي فوت كل وحدة ماركة نفس النكهة، خلينا نشوف حنا اذا يحبون ولا لا.
So right there I was like, first of all, I don't want to give these people credit for doing the bare minimum, but credit for hiding the baby's face. Pretty cool. A lot of people don't do that. They don't take the time. I think most people with huge audiences should cover their baby's face and offer privacy and stuff. A lot of creeps on the internet.
Yeah, but since I keep my mom for privacy, I keep they're doing good. Can my mom do face reveal?
Face reveal and monetize the face reveal, of course, of course. But anyways, right now it's a good thing. I'm throwing them a crumb. Let's you know what I mean. But yeah, as soon as he was like, get the two types of baby food. Time to baby Hanna Ayim. I'm like, oh my god, bro. But he was like, we need to start feeding our baby. What have you been doing for the past 4 months? What has he been surviving on? Just like milk, like breast milk? Is that what she means? Like hella solid foods. Anyways, it's never too early to get the baby to work. You know what I mean? Baby Hanna has to start earning his share of the house, Yan.
بتعرفي دكتور فوت شو رأيك؟
أكيد.
يعني أكيد بتعرفي إنه عندهم بيبي حنا.
أكيد.
عندك بيبي جورج؟
قد إيه صار عمره؟
4 أشهر.
هيدا بروكولي من بيبي بيو. وهيدا بروكولي من هيب. وهيدا تفاح من بيبي بيو. وهيدا تفاح وموز من هيب لأنه ما عندهم بس تفاح. أنا عندي كل برودكتس دكتور فوت.
أفليو، سيجنتشر، ويفر، كوكيز.
أنا رح آخذ من عندك ريسكي بزنس ولوف كيك ودوق العالم برا.
برو هو لابس صيدلية بس.
يا. I love that pharmacies are selling cancer, basically, in the shape of Dr. Food products. Cakes, God. All sorts of delicious. Yeah, I want to fucking look at these things again, bro.
Defta fiha al 10.
9. 10.
Flashback, bro.
10
al
10. Baby Bio. Hip.
دكتور فود انا ما عندي لا معلقه ولا صحن
تبسينه
الصبح بس
يقول له يعطيك صحن ورق ضل
تفاح وبروكلي من
شركه هان ويتر برو
130 جرام اوكي 125 جرام لعمر 4 شهور كمان 4 شهور 8/9/2023 بتخلص تاريخها ب 30/4/2025
واو واو واي وي كير اباوت ذس
حاطين البرودكشن ديت تاريخ الانتهاء ب 30/1/2025 هيدي قد ايه حقها؟
هيب 200,000
وبيبي بيو
185,000 صناعه وين دكتور فود؟
بيبي بيو فرنسا والهيب اوستريا انا رح ذوقها وشوف شو المواد الموجوده بقلبها
اخي شو خصك انت؟ انت بدك تدوق
شفنا المواد خيي
تفاح مطبوخ ومحطول له سكر ومطحون ناي
بتحس انه الطفل ياكل سكر؟
انا فيني اعمل لك اياها فريش
she's on horse tranquilizers bro.
She's on so many drugs.
البروكلي البروكلي منك
يا برو تعشى
كده لايك يوغر
they're all eating
it
اكيد لا يضايق فتره طويله لازم ينطبخ
عقم له اياها بالسانيتايزر
خصوصي للولد
ما فيك تطعمي اول شيء بمعالق حديد
انت كخت ايه ده يا معلم
10 دقايق
اوكي ممكن
تشد او شيء مش عارفه
I'm so enthralled with the story. Please stop, daddy.
نوم 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 هيدي الطيارة بتجاب لعب لعب طيبي
أول مرة بدو أي حد بتقطوه
ستايم
محبيتها؟ بيرحب
خلينا نجرب
بليز جاد تيك
لقنا الحكيمة ليلى كلهم محبة حنا
الحكيمة قالت لي إنه نروح لعندها لحتى تشرح لنا كيف لازم نطعمي حنا
هلا you've had a baby for months. هلا learning how to feed.
تحشوه أكل.
Bro, this baby is terrified. This baby wakes up every morning in fear for his life. He doesn't understand life. He's already like save me. He prays for salvation every morning. Someone save me, God. Just take me from these people. What do you guys think? Is it too early? Elijah made a good point on WhatsApp when we were talking. He was like, he's probably gonna launch. Like they're probably getting ready to launch a.
Food
baby
product.
Food line. So like this is probably setting up for the baby food line. And I want to see Baby Hanna reviewing more things. بده gimmick أكتر Baby Hanna. Where's the bonjour bonjour? Where's the khiyar? What the fuck is that Baby Hanna Adley? We're just wearing a tuxedo. We need more of you for these videos. بدنا like your opinion. Just spitting it out doesn't tell me enough about the food. You know what I mean? بدنا more.
بدنا أكتر لازم يبلش يحكي. هيك خلوه على المول حكي.
يحكي شوي أبكر يعني. What is this? أنا هول الريفيوز ما كتير. You know what I mean? Like if we're gonna do this, let's do this properly. وبدنا وface reveal.
تخيل بس يبلش يحكي قد ايه حياته شاء الله.
Bro, I don't want to think about those days.
Oh my god.
Let's enjoy his youth. Speaking of youth. شوفي في شيء.
برانتاز. أنت بتحس ولا إنه بتحس بضلهم لحديت ما يبلش يقدر يحكي ويصير قدنا وهيك.
On social media.
Yeah.
Okay, bro. They're gonna have a reality TV show by then. Maria Catalia, please tell us what's going on, Karine. We're going to leave this up to you. We talked about this family a few months before, folks. There was this mom she was with her daughters at the airport, and she asked her daughters to choose between her and their helper, and the daughters chose the helper. And apparently that's like a type of video they make all the time. So, Karine, you just recently went after them on TikTok.
I did, yeah.
You're enthralled in this whole controversy with them. Shusayir, what have they done?
No, I didn't know about them. I think I had seen the airport video before, but I didn't know about, you know, the account. My friend sent it to me, and she was like, I hate this family. So I looked it up. I know, because I already have, like, a moral thing against family vloggers in general.
Mm-hmm.
But when I saw a Lebanese family vlogging, then this must be, like, extreme levels of garbage. And I was right, because all their videos, first of all, they have 5 kids.
Mm-hmm.
The older two are 2 boys. But then if you've been it, this is important. Bennett, and then the two youngest are the twins, Maria and Catalia.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, and they've been vlogging since before the twins were born. But after the twins were born, now they have like way more fame, I guess.
How many followers do they have?
They have 3 million followers on TikTok and 2 million subscribers on YouTube.
Damn, yeah.
فلا اخر على الاخر انه it's a vlogging family. Well, basically 90% of their videos is the two youngest twins who are like 2-3 years old maximum. And it's all super weird. Half the videos on their account, which by the way got banned on TikTok, I don't know why, I discovered recently. I made the video, but then like a day later, I started getting comments that were like, are you the reason to know the account? I don't know.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
So that's why. We got a bunch of examples here. Let's see some of this. Noor has called them fighting. One fighting. Let's see. So is this the kids just fighting? So we had to mute the music, folks. But so this is the middle daughter like hitting... The two little ones with a pan on the head. Now the daughters are sad.
And the mom's just filming them, basically.
Oh, and the kids are like crying. And there's like music. And let's see what kind of music is.
Yeah.
Like weird baby music. The kids are crying. Oh my God, they're all crying.
Yeah.
And now she's apologizing and giving her like a gift or something. Had to shabakef or something. Okay, this is weird.
RKO.
We can stop watching this. Let's watch the second video of them fighting. Two fighting. I love you. Oh my God, dude. Like, she's crying already. Horn. Play. Oh, this one has no music. Oh my God, bro.
Hey, yo.
Yo, this is legit child abuse. This is legitimate child abuse. This is legit child abuse. These kids should be taken away from this lady. Straight up, like if this was happening in the States, child, you can call child protection services and they would literally strip these kids from their parents. Hey bro,
kids.
Oh, she's making them fight for social media content, man. You can build a strong case against these people.
Three fighting.
Oh!
Okay.
تدوا لها كيس البطاطا شو هالأهل الزبالة هول شو هالأم الزبالة هاي شو هالبي الزبالة هاي شو هالعائلة الزبالة الأولاد ما خصهم the kids are beautiful innocent little هيدا بس الأهل زبالة صفر تحت الزبالة for fighting يلا god damn this is horrible man we're gonna get demonetized for this shit Bro, UFC 300. Max Holloway, the Justin Gaethje. Sean BC, Rowan.
Katie?
What is this? This isn't that bad. But sometimes it's just bad. Yeah. So compared to the other ones, I'm like, oh, this one's just some light fighting. Refreshing.
Yeah.
So oh, this is just plain abuse. Number five. This is just abuse. And I thought it was just like stupid airport pranks. What is this? They're throwing cocaine on their daughters.
هلا هل
هو اهلهم يا
عم يا
انت زباله انت ومرتك زباله برو انت ومرتك زباله هلا this is nothing this isn't abuse يعني هلا this is I don't know what the fuck that is
most of their videos is just either them crying and the other half is just like shot of like and they're obsessed with the fact and their two youngest daughters and like Halloween I guess and they're quote unquote attractive this I is, don't want to use that word but it's like
this is called don't use that word for kids this is called yeah. favoritism let's see what's up
number one
the only one
number one
انا شو خبرتك محمد علي she's our queen our majesty
Anur calling She's this favoritism. I think you know, he's just being nice to the daughter. I don't think this is like they probably say this to all the kids. But maybe this is this abuse telling one of your kids that she's number one. I don't think this is that bad.
I know.
Let's watch Karine's videos on the matter that that went viral. Let's watch this.
Hey,
that's me.
This family freaks me out. I don't care. Family vlogging to me is always gonna be so fucking weird. Like, in general, it's just so exploitative and just so gross. Why are you putting a camera in front of your children's faces and posting it online for thousands and, in their case, millions of people to see and comment on and be just genuinely really weird about? So many of their videos are just, like, their daughters. They have these two young twin daughters. I'm not sure how old they are, but they're small kids.
Oh, and if you... I mean, I didn't have this, you're not your fault. You've had that. We found someone worse than you. Mama tazali. This person is way worse than you are. I'd be curious to hear what you have to say about this fiddo. بعرف انه بتزعلي كل ما نقول اسمك بس انه انت حكيت عنها هذيك المره we're not gonna get into details.
Did Noor send you the comments?
Yes, I have some comments. Let's see. So on the shwayt comments one. And then you made a follow-up video saying that you're getting wait, let's watch your follow-up video.
Getting cancelled.
Let's watch this one. You're getting cancelled.
I didn't get canceled. Oh wait, I'll leave.
Guys, that family vloggers, their fans found my video and now they're flooding my comments and like talking shit about me and like insulting me and whatever. And like, I don't care about their opinion because they're a bunch of grown women who idolize three-year-old girls. So I don't care, but it's really concerning. Why are you exhibiting like psychotic levels of parasocial behaviors with toddlers? You need help.
It's the same. But
and it's like much worse than I thought. Their fandom literally makes edits of the fucking three-year-old girls and like they have fan accounts for them, like with their names and everything, and like Swaron as their profile picture. And yeah, they post edits and shit and they take sides. They're like, no, this one's prettier. No, this one's prettier. You are 45 years old. It's so fucking weird. You are not real people.
We have some of these fan edits, but they have music. I'm not going to play them right now. But Sima came in and when like people would get upset about the Feddo stuff, he's like, stop, it's, I love their content. I'm like, you're a 40-year-old man with abs.
It's weird.
Stroganoff, bro, like commenting and throwing them money. Like, you're the weirdo. You're the problem. You fuckers, man. So these comments are Lawin to your video?
No, their videos.
Can you read them?
Katalia, Malika Jamil. It was a video where Hinatnan, Katalia and Maria, and it was in this video, it was just Maria. So someone said, Katalia Malikat Jamil, when? And then someone said, Maria Malikat Jamil. They're like two, by the way.
Karima, Karima, Anua, Hanun, Tahra, Halwa, Halwiat, Amir, Tikuka.
And it's like their fan accounts. Like all the fan accounts, they have names with the.
So there's a bunch of people calling them Habibi with hearts and stuff. There was a very disturbing video that I saw on Instagram. That shows you, like, someone was tracking the percentage of, like, just adult creeps liking photos of babies, and it's, like, fucking an insane amount. So anytime you see a picture of young kids with, like, a lot of likes, and you just start going through them, who are these random people liking these pictures? A lot of them are people who go around Instagram only liking pictures of little kids. It's really disturbing, bro. I don't want to get into that. So, anyway, this is really gross. Ooh, did you get, like, what kind of fun comments did you get, like, on your video? Like
on my video, like, people were calling me jealous. I was, like, okay, I'm jealous of a two-year-old, I guess. And some people were saying, no, the mom is beautiful and you're ugly. And I'm like, خصتوز مرحبا, بس okay, thank you.
If you want to pull up some of the comments on your TikTok, feel free. And I'm going to pull up some of my delicious comments in a second.
Yeah, I will, actually. Wait.
Anna, people fucking hate me on TikTok. Anna, I always get horrible comments on TikTok. TikTok fucking hates me. As we wait for that, let's move on to the final topic of the night. Close it off with a bow, folks. Birdalicious. This saga has gone on for too long. We don't need to. It's over. There's nothing I need to say. There's something I forgot to say last week that really bothered me that in Omaelta. I just wanted to kind of talk about it and put it behind us because I think people really got the wrong idea. They think that I hate Birdalicious, which again, I don't. I just want to read some. So the first TikTok that I released about it a week, 2 weeks ago, talking about the ad, got 190,000 views. Then I released like the clarification that crept away Makke and Khasun. I'm like, no one's going to see that. No one ever cares about like the apology or clarification. It's at 195,000 views. More people have seen the clarification than the original one, which should make Crepeway happy. I did it for you guys, okay? They were like, we got to make it clear that we had nothing to do with it. I did my job. The episode of me clarifying it got more views. I don't think they like me. I don't think Crepeway particularly are happy with the stuff that I said. But no, I did my best, Crepeway. Forasna, even though if we don't work together, you know how much I care about you.
Shout Crepeway. Out Spiel Mozzarella.
Spiel Mozzarella, كتير طيب. والله والكريسبي حلومات. The best, every restaurant in Lebanon has like halloum appetizers and stuff. Everyone does. Crepeway has the best halloum appetizer, folks. It's spicy, crispy halloumet. Try them. So with some nice, it's really good, okay? What was I saying about Birdalicious? Oh, yeah. I think she's very nice, okay? And I'm not, like, people are thinking that I'm out there bullying her. I'm really not, okay? I was just doing my job clarifying that Crepeway makin khasun ana ghlitna ya khayyib. But so I get, every time I look through my TikTok, bro, people fucking hate me. Just let me pick out some choice comments. انت كتير زنيخ كريستال شرابي عنا كولو كولو خيي احكي عربي العمى شو هاي. Anyways, I did speak Arabic but it was bad. Kareem says متلك متلا لهيدة. بيلاندا يوسف كول خرا
بيلاندا يا معلم
البيلاندا. ادي شو بيك انت خيي شو بولت اذا شي انت لازم تنشيل من تيك توك انت يور بودكاست لازم تنشيل. Someone said, عما شو جاي؟
شو خاص؟
Anything said, مفكر حالك شي إذا بتقعد بتنتقد غيرك هيدا مش content. حرام انت. كل خرا جوزيف حداد. كل خرا. People are saying, Crepeway, they did pay for the ad, but they're just denying it to distance themselves. لا ما خاصة. Crepeway got caught doing a bad ad. Crepeway, folks, ما تحكويك عن Crepeway. Crepeway would never do that. They have integrity. Ooh, by the way, this is something I forgot to say last week. وكتير زعلت. I think Crepeway literally reached out to Birdalicious, طلبوا منا تشيل الفيديو from her Instagram. Because when I ran into Roger بالجيم, he was like, by the way, shady Birdalicious video. He didn't tell me if Crepeway told her to remove it, but I was like, I gotta double check. She removed that video. So I have a feeling Crepeway sent like the mafia, like, hey, get rid of that fucking video. Shut up, Rabbik. We don't want to fucking see that thing anymore.
Bro, أنا بس ما بعرف, I think قلناها قبل بس عن جد the fact يعني في كتير عالم أوقات بيكون إنه منيح هيك كشخص بس بيعملوا bad content وإنه it is
it happens to everyone
subject to
be criticized. Yeah,
عادي هون. It was just funny because, you know, Crepeway, she came in, the guy about Crepeway was like, they're calling her the Crepeway girl now. Like, she's being literally branded as a Crepeway girl. Like, she's not the Crepeway girl. Like, we did not even approve any of this. So, no, please, no. So, I'm here to do my job now to rebrand Birdlicious as the Zaataru Zeyt girl. Poor Crepeway. Again, Crepeway did not pay me to do this or ask me to do this, folks. But I'm taking this initiative myself to rebrand Birdlicious. She did some Zaataru Zeyt commercials. Let's watch them. Let's see if her Zaataru Zeyt commercials are better than her Crepeway commercials.
Kamel Renier?
No, Mafia Ran. Mafia Ran. She only did that for Wish of Crepeway.
شبيك لبيك زوز بين ايديك
بليز بدي واحدة فينس تشيك
قبل ما خصت الانترو انا ميرد ليشس هون لحقق لك ثلاث امنيات بزعتر وزيت تفضل شو اول امنية
بدي اكل افطار بشهر وبشرطة
فيت على محل الصح رح نزل لك بيف شاورما واحدة من الاربع رمضان سكيلتس بيجي معها بواز مع كبيس وطراطور ورح زد لك عليها الافطار بوستر يلي فيك تنزله على اي ايتم من المنيو بستة دولار بس بيجي عنا شوربة عدس مع ميني فتوش واثنين سامبوسة.
I'm gonna pause it right there. Someone reached out to me 2 weeks ago with some information that I don't know how accurate it is, but they quoted me, they gave me the price that Birdlicious' agency charges for a collaboration. That number might be inflated, but it could be up to $10,000. Might not be true, but keep in mind she has 2.3 million followers on TikTok. Someone like Joy Tassidis, who has 50,000 TikTok followers and like maybe 100,000 on Instagram, charges up to $600 per post. So keep that in mind. So someone with 2.3 million followers can ask for a lot of money. Let's say it's $5,000. Let's not even say it's $10,000. Would it, like, you're, like, this ad costs maybe 20, this ad costs nothing. It just costs the food that is on this table.
Ou tanket benzine, la tout seul.
Ou telephone, ou cell phone, you know what I mean? They're paying for Birdlicious and her audience. They're not paying for her creativity, for a crazy ad, for a creative ad, for nothing. They're literally paying for, you have 2 million sheep, lehinik, we're just going to make any cheap video. But that $5,000 win بتروح بجيبة الagency, بجيبة Birdlicious. They do the bare minimum for the business. You know what I mean? Until you're paying them $5,000, $6,000, $7,000. عملوا لي هيك. بيحطوا 6,500, $6,900. بيدفعوا $100 تعملوا لكم هيدا الفيديو. And I'm تنقرتو. You brands that are working with these expensive influencers and you're paying God knows how much amount of money for these ads. I'm done with it. You're getting shitty, just like basic videos.
Listen, any like business, but I always say it, bro, on my stories, on Instagram, when McCain, the worst business ever is a creative agency. ليش؟ لأنه they don't care about your project. يعني أنت بس تيجي عم تعمل بروجي خيي إذا ما قعد معك خيي المخرج أو whatever وعارف أنت عن شو عم تحكي الكونسبت ما لازم عم بيوردوا لكم مصرياتكم على الفاضي خيي.
I'm sure there's good creative agencies with good creative people that work there. بس كمان there's too many creative agencies. Let's continue this video شوي.
هلا اللي شو تاني امنيه
يا ريت لو في هاي بروتين براد
سوري اكيد عندنا هاي بروتين براد ومش بس هيك عندنا بوتيتو دون اون دون سبينش دون مالتي جرين دون وما ادري شو اسمها هيدي دون
ليك حرام رهيمه خاصه يعني she's a nice person. When you become an influencer you basically become a mouthpiece for brands. يعني
خلاص
you become that and this is the career path. Become famous on social media, sell products. It sucks. This is why I love our Patreon. Like we get sponsors from time to time. It helps pay the bills. But no, you guys are the boss. You guys, you know, I love depending on you guys instead of a fucking brand and having to fucking sell my soul for like to sell some fucking random ass shit when it's like, hey, you guys support us. Hone, you become an influencer. How do you pay the bills? How do you make money off of it? You gotta collaborate with brands and you start selling potato dough and salads and shawarma. She's sweet, she's funny. Haram, she's trying to make the best out of this shitty ad by injecting her personality. People love her. Again, she has 2 million followers, folks. She's doing something right. People love her. You know what I mean? Doesn't matter what I say. But so, no, this is costing a lot of money, man.
But كمان, whenever you go to Hayala page, Hayala influencer, you see the last 30 posts in a diet.
What's
the content?
That's the thing. This is why I never want to become, and I never want to become a mouthpiece for just brands. And I love having a Patreon, being supported by the public. That's the best thing. Or if we do get sponsors, it's like a little sponsorship. We have a little ad in the middle of the show. It doesn't affect the show. I'm not here selling my soul.
Yeah,
to sell you.
Spinach dough or shoe.
Exactly. So let's continue this Birdlicious ad.
هلا اللي شو آخر أمنية بدك تتمنيها؟
بهالحالة بتمنى الكل يجرب هالأفطار.
هيدي الأمنية عليكم. طوع على زعتر وزيت وجربوا نيو رمضان منيو وصحتين رمضان كريم.
Zaatar Uzet girl, Zaatar Uzet girl, Zaatar Uzet girl, folks, get Crepeway. Crepeway, who? What's Crepeway? What? Zaatar Uzet. Here's another Zaatar Uzet ad. Quick.
Hi guys, أنا اليوم بزواز زعتر وزيت لأنه نزلوا نيو إفطار آيتمز. اليوم جاي أعمل جرفتي وزبطي وأكيد أعطيكم رأيي. عنا بيت شاورما سكالات تشيكن اسكالوب باستا جولدن تاون. على فكرة بعتيه رابع سكالات وزبط ساعة بعد بالفريم اللي هي التشيكن شاورما. كمان بينزل معهم خبز وهلأ.
So this video كلف رح نوطي شوي كلف البليتس عم بيدفعوا الشاورما بلاتر الاسكالوب سالاد
شو بدي بلش مش عارفة خلينا نبلش وجبة الافطار على المزبوط اول شيء انسو
هيدا ايجنسي عم بتدفع شي $5,000 الداي someone just made like $5,000 بو
اوكي بزيادة
you know what I'm saying which is god bless but if you're gonna make if you're gonna and the problem is the brands that are عم بتدفعين هلا بحس you would you I'm not gonna blame Birdlicious for shoving $5,000 down her pocket and running all the way to the bank with it. Like, hey, I fooled these motherfuckers. But so, into the brands, ما تشجعوا. And if you see that they're making crappy ads, don't work with them. You know what I mean? Or be like, hey, we'll pay you. But so, can you do something a little creative? Al haram, they tried to do something creative. They sang in a restaurant with us. So, and we fucking shat on them for trying something different.
Do it a good creative. Yeah.
So it's like lose-lose. If they don't try, here I am shitting on them. They try. Okay, I'm like musical. You shat on me. شو بدك يعني أعمل? Maybe try hard. Do something better.
أو حتى كمان أنه هو ليك دعايات دائما كانوا يدفع عليهم كتير من وقت أيام التيفيات.
They should probably overpay. بس هلا they're عم بيروحوا extreme التاني وبدنا يدفع $20. شو فينا نعمل?
أنه هلا they're underpaying the whole crew. They're only paying like best the influencer.
The agency عم تقبض. The influencer عم تقبض. And the actual money that goes to the daaya is like a sliver. That's happened. I've worked on a show before that was sponsored by like a big brand. There was a big budget for the show. The influencer, the main character of that show, pocketed like half the money, if not more. And then the leftovers were used to make the show. If the person had actually used that money to make the show better, it would have been a better show. But people don't think like that. They want to. They see the money, they think short term, fuck yeah, I can make money. And then, you know, so you end up with this stuff. I don't want to watch this anymore anyways. Birdlicious, خلاص. God bless you. She's probably a very nice person. If we ever run into each other, she's probably going to fucking run the other way. Can't blame her. We just have to call out the truth, you know what I mean?
Yes. حقيقة.
And, you know, crap away for us and كلنا. Good food, good mood. Is that still their slogan? That used to be. Or is that Roadster?
ما بعرف عن
كيف. هذا كان زمان كثير. Again, تفو على Roadster. تفو تفو crap away وبس.
لا يا أخي.
لا لا Roadster.
Roadster, they can sponsor me.
أنا خلاص. أنا I'm a crap away, man. I can't
crap away. أنا بشيل مثلا.
أنا بطل فيه. Anyways, folks, that was it. A nice, exciting episode. Arawa, you know what I mean? Just enjoying it. 130 times that we've done this, folks. I have sat here 130 times and been like, hey, guys, want to watch a stupid show? We did it. Once again, thank you to Ali Taha, our brand new blonde patron. Ali, thank you for supporting this mediocre podcast and for letting it continue. Let me take a second to thank some other beautiful patrons. Our Gatier patrons, Rifat Fakih Burgery, Eliel Mujaber, Jessica Ann, and Jack Sleeman. Beautiful superhero patrons like Ned Jabdallah, Marun Buslaymin, Raya D, Ahmad Al-Namya, and Rami Gharib, and blonde patrons like Ali Taha, JR, Aline, Fat Phoenician, Luayt Faili, Joy Tassidis, Maryam Ayad, Mustafa Zalzali. Beautiful, beautiful. If you guys would like to support this YouTube channel on Patreon, check it out and find a tier that is right for you. Other than that, folks, take good care and...